Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Ran into Tim Hughes the other day. He's director of the state's biofuels program. Tim has a history in agriculture and in state government service and has worked his way to his present position where on occasion agriculture and biofuels also come together. A case in point will be next Wednesday in Campbellsville.
October 21 will be National Bioenergy Day, and it's being celebrated throughout the United States. It's looking at different operations that are using different forms of biomass for energy. It could be steam for heat, process heat, or also a generation of electricity.
They have an invitation-only event planned for business of any kind that might be able to replicate some new innovations.
The Kentucky focus is going to be with Cox Interior. They're a manufacturer of wood products down in Campbellsville. They're producing about 5 megawatts of electricity using wood waste, both from their process and from some of the local parks. They're turning it into both steam that they can use to dry their wood for their process and also produce power that they can use internally and also go to the customer, East Kentucky Power.
Part of the goal here is to utilize wood waste that might go wasted.
A lot of the parks, and then also if you'll notice road clearing and things like that, a lot of that material has to go to a landfill or is often burned on the roadside. So if we can find a beneficial reuse of that, it's a win-win for everybody.
There will be a farm demonstration as well. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote on this general election day. It's the most important thing that you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore to do on election day than to make their voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. Next Wednesday's Kentucky celebration of National Biofuels Day activities in Campbellsville will also include a tour of Taylor County's Mack Farms and their efforts to turn poultry waste into a positive. Tim Hughes says practical approaches to utilizing livestock waste are in demand.
We've had a number of livestock operations that have talked about capturing the methane. It's something that's on every livestock farm. Typically, their scale is too small to make it economical, but it's taking place in a lot of other states and other countries, and so this will be the first livestock farm in Kentucky that's actually capturing the methane, turning it into electricity, and is connected to the grid.
Maybe a backdoor income boost for the farm. Space is limited. For details, email Tim Hughes at tim.hughes@ky.gov. That's tim.hughes@ky.gov. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.